Touchdown, minus 114 hours, 35 minutes. 5 days, Doug said to the woman's image on his screen. They'll be here in a little less than 5 days. Tamara Bonai frowned slightly, nothing more than a faint pair of lines between her brows. But on her ethereally beautiful face, it seemed a gross disfigurement. Her face was a sculptor's dream, high cheekbones and almond eyes, her skin a light clear teak, her long hair a tumbling cascade as lustrous and black as the infinity of space. Like Doug, she was seated behind a desk. Her life-sized image on the wall in front of him made it look as if Doug's office opened onto her office on Tarawa. Lunar rock and smart walls suddenly giving way to Micronesian ironwood and bamboo. When I visited Moonbase, she said, the trip took only 1 day. We brought you up on a high-energy burn, said Doug. The peacekeepers are coming on a minimum energy trajectory. It took almost 3 seconds for his words to reach Earth and her reply to get back to his office at Moonbase. Usually Doug relaxed during the interval, but now he sat tensely in his padded swivel chair. Bonai smiled slightly. The peacekeepers are trying to save money by taking the low-energy route? Doug forced a laugh. I doubt it. I think they want to give us as much time as possible to think things over and then surrender. Her lips still curved deliciously, Bonai asked, Is that what you will do? Surrender? No, said Doug. We're just about self-sufficient now. We can get along without Earth for a long while. If she was surprised by Doug's answer, it did not show on her face. Doug wondered if anyone was eavesdropping on their conversation. It was being carried by a tight laser beam, but still the tightest beam spread a few kilometers across over the 400,000-kilometer distance between the Earth and the Moon. The island of Tarawa was tiny, but still big enough for Rashid or someone else to pick up the beamed signal. You are prepared to fight peacekeeper troops? She asked. We're not going to surrender Moonbase to them. She seemed genuinely worried. But they will have guns. Other weapons. What weapons do you have? There isn't even a target pistol in all of Moonbase, Doug admitted. But we...